call to order the June 8th, 2017, meeting of the Tuitt Fire District Potential Order Prudential Committee. Is there any one recording? Amy Cates is recording. Could I please have roll call, starting on my right?
Lisa Mycock Kelly.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential Committee. Purpose of today's meeting is to review and approve the new chief's contract. The contract is essentially the same as the prior chief's contract with three exceptions. First is Section 6.0, Professional Development, which the chief has started, the new chief has started his paramedic certification, and that needs to be obtained no later than June 26, 2019. The second is compensation. His compensation is going to be $130,000 per year. During the second and third year of this contract, the fire chief shall receive an annual increase of 2.5 of the previous year's salary. And finally, benefits. Because the chief has, Section 10.0 has lifetime insurance, health insurance, and dental insurance from a previous employment, he will not be availing himself of our insurance. So,
can I ask you how you came up with the $130,000 salary?
If Chief Olson had stayed, his salary would have been $116,000 this year, and they negotiated that with the chief. He originally wanted 150, and so they negotiated to 130.
Yeah, do we do a salary survey for like West Barnstable, Barnstable, those smaller fire departments? What are they paying their chiefs?
I do not know that. Yeah.
Just to me, it just seems like a lot of money, especially if Chief Olson had all his licenses and stuff, and now we're hiring somebody that doesn't have his license. We're paying him more. It's an anomaly.
Well, it's my understanding that most chiefs do not have paramedic licenses unless they were paramedic prior to becoming a chief. So, and he's going to be doing that and getting that. Yeah. So, any other questions? Could I have a motion to accept this contract?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. So we just need to. They didn't provide signature pages, so can you just sign and then print your name under that? And now we'll accept a motion to go into executive session to review an open meeting law complaint by Cynthia Gardner brought against the Prudential Committee.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Cynthia a question on one of the violations she has here. Stop holding meetings behind closed doors. May I ask Cynthia about that? I'd like to, before we can talk about that, I'd like to understand what you had in mind.
Sure.
What did you have in mind, Cynthia?
Cell phone call and said, where are you? We're having a meeting. And if that would have happened, agenda and say, oops, we made a mistake. You and Lori go your own way, come back the next day, do what you needed to do. I just feel that there's things happening behind closed doors.
I think you misunderstood my question. Your second, the third thing down is to stop holding meeting behind closed doors. Was that explanation you gave me?
Right, stop having meetings that aren't publicly posted and happen when they're supposed to.
Okay, good, thank you.
So, once again, I would need a motion to go into executive session to review an open meeting law complaint by Cynthia Gardner brought against the Prudential Committee. The committee will not return to open session. So moved?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
This is a roll call. Lisa?
Lisa B. Kelly.
Francis Parks.
Stan Goldstein, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. We can take care of the chairs.
I was going to ask her if there were other, you know, other meetings she was suggesting had been held.
That's what I was trying to get to.
I mean, is this just the only, and I assume this was just a mistake.
Yeah, it was. Hang on, I need to turn it.